101X, good morning. It is the Jason Dick and Friends Morning Show. There goes my number one friend. Watch him as he goes. Nicholas Hajda, how are you today, buddy? How's it going?
I'm excellent. How are you?
Bad, real bad.
Yeah.
Really bad.
Lean into it.
What's that?
Lean into it. That's my solution.
I don't know if I can do it, man. I already threw up in the shower this morning. So that was good. That was nice. Feel like I could do it.
Were you eating chicken at the time?
No.
Was it fresh?
No.
Vomit? Or okay.
No. Yeah. Wasn't a lot in there. Wasn't a lot to it.
Good.
But yeah. been doing a lot of freaking out, and I appreciate you, everybody checking in on me. We're gonna play a lot of music today because I don't know if I can hang, man.
Yeah, you can.
See, you keep telling me that, and I want to believe you, but God, it feels bad. It does not feel good.
Well, that's just like riding a horse.
Is it just like riding a horse?
Yeah.
No, I feel...
Just behind Lucky Lounge. Is that what happened to you? Did you get beat up by that horse finally?
I did. You know what? I ran my mouth about that horse long enough, and they finally came. Finally came for me, man. All right, good morning. I'm going to try.
We got it.
Jason Dick and Friends on 101X.
101X.
Oh, sorry, you got it.
Jason Dick. What?
No, just grabbing the wheel, my bad.
Grab the wheel, man. It's the Jason Dick and Friends program. Nick, trying to drive today because I am possibly incapable of doing so. I don't want to bog everybody down with my weird stuff, but
bog everybody down, but not now. We'll do it later.
There's weird stuff happening.
Now we've got to give away some prizes, play some games.
We have advantage of your weak spirit. more Mortal Kombat tickets. 512-835-1015 is the number. 512-835-1015. You're going to get tickets plus a $50 digital Visa gift card. Is that correct?
Yeah.
512-835-1015 is
plus
the number.
Both Scorpion and Sub-Zero face masks.
Wow.
I got mine. I'm impressed.
Need a contestant for Smarter Than Jason right now. 512-835-1015. Win Mortal Kombat tickets playing Smarter Than Jason in just a second. Good luck.
Here's more Jason Dick and Friends. 101X.
101X, Jason Dick and Friends. I was ready. I knew that the song was ending. What are you talking about? We have your chance at Mortal Kombat tickets plus a $50 Visa gift card. Go.
Not only am I smarter than you, I am smarter than every person that you know.
My brain is awash with theorems and profundity and abstractions.
I'm not an idiot, Woodhouse, unlike some people around here.
I'm a college man.
You're stupid.
Our contestant is Steve. Are you there?
Hey, what's up, guys?
What's up, Steve? I'm going in the hallway. Good luck, dude.
All right, Steve, we've got three trivia topics for you to choose from. You're going to pick one of those, answer three questions, get more right than Jason, which is all but guaranteed today, and you will win those Mortal Kombat passes. And your choices are elephant trivia, U.S. capital cities in relation to Mexico, and sexual education trivia.
Repeat that first one again.
Elephant trivia. Just trivia on elephants, U.S. capital cities in relation to Mexico, or what I'm calling it's just biology trivia, which is all sex stuff. That one?
Well, yeah, let's cheer him up today.
All right. In what part of the body does fertilization occur? Where... Does the sperm meet the egg?
The reproductive organs.
Need to be more specific. Which one?
The uterus.
No. Fallopian tube. The fallopian tube is where fertilization occurs, but then it grows in the uterus. That's fine. Let's see. Which sexually transmitted disease is affectionately known as the clap?
Herpes.
Gonorrhea. Gonorrhea is the clap.
Oh, my God. I'm not good at this.
That's all right. And finally, in which U.S. state is it illegal to sell sex toys? A, Alabama, B, Utah, C, West Virginia, or D, Oklahoma. Where is it still illegal to sell sex toys? Alabama, Utah, West Virginia, or Oklahoma?
Alabama.
Yes. There we go, Steve. We found your wheelhouse. We're going to get Jason back in here. And we'll see if he can just, all he's got to do is get two to block you.
What happened? What? Where? Huh?
So my man Steve.
All right.
I don't know why he's my man all of a sudden, but sure. He chose It's Just Biology, Baby, which is trivia about sex and education and things.
Okay.
Yeah, I know.
Good.
All right, number one.
And you got what, how many? What'd you do, Steve?
He's got one correct.
Okay.
In what part of the body does fertilization occur? And I'll give you a hint.
Okay.
Steve's answer of reproductive organs is not good enough.
That's not
good enough. It's not good enough. You need to narrow it down a little bit.
Man, this one. What part does the fertilization?
The egg, meet the sperm. Says hello. I'm here to check the pipes. Let me in.
No bad answers, but maybe this is a bad answer. I'm gonna go with uterus.
No. The fallopian tubes.
Ah, fallopian tubes.
Yeah. It ends up in the uterus, though, okay. So hey.
I know eventually. Mm-hmm. You know. Mm-hmm. Okay.
There's only one of those that's important for you to find. You know what it is.
Right.
Okay. Number two. Sorry, inside. Ha ha, Family Guy. Number two. Which sexual STD is affectionately known as the clap? Which one is the clap?
The clap is, the clap is gonorrhea.
That is correct.
Yeah.
And finally, in which U.S. state is it illegal to sell sex toys? You can have them, you can't purchase them. Alabama, Utah.
Oh, there's multiple choice.
Yep. West Virginia or Oklahoma.
The answer is
for the win.
Utah.
No.
All right.
Alabama.
So is that a tie?
That is a tie.
In the case of a tie, as we have here, Steve, Nick's going to ask us a quantifiable tiebreaker question. Whoever's closest, you may go over, will be the winner. You think of an answer, I'm going to write mine down, Steve.
According to WebMD, the average man releases how many sperm cells each time they ejaculate?
Yeah, I know these are clinical questions, but none of this sounds arable. Some of these things seem...
It's the most arable thing we're going to do today.
Very questionable. Cells? Is that what you said?
Yes, sperm cells. What is the sperm count of the average American man?
Mm-hmm. Okay, what do you think, Steve?
10,000.
10,000? Okay. All right. One of us is going to look foolish here. I said 600.
All right. You know what? I just... 100 million.
100 million?
100 million. And this is probably low. But, you know, hey, for you guys, that's just fine.
All right.
We're proud of you.
Yeah, Steve, you did it. Congratulations. Hold on.
It's Jason, Dick, and Friends on 101X.
101X, Jason, Dick, and Friends. Good morning, my friends. Tomorrow, we're going to have our guy Justin Furstenfeld sitting in the and friend chair. Hopefully, probably, maybe. I'm confident that it's going to happen. I don't know. I just told Nick that we could talk about my situation, but...
Well, it's that you only have 600 sperm cells. That's very bad. I don't want to put you on the spot. I don't want to embarrass you, but
100 million seems impossible. Who's counting all of those is what I'm saying. I don't know. Middle of last week, at some point, I started having freakouts, it's not stopped since then. And I'm very uncomfortable being outside of the house, and so I've been holed up. That's the long and the short of it.
But your issue is anxiety, right? Like you just are.
Yeah, I guess so. I mean, like, I don't totally I don't know. I've never had this before, and I spoke to an online therapist. I guess was that last Thursday?
Friday, yeah.
Thursday, somewhere around there. That made me feel better. Talking to a bunch of people has helped. But being outside of my bedroom is not comfortable. Is not fun.
Well, I am glad you're here. And B, I want to hear about this therapist visit. Can we tell me about your therapy appointment?
Yeah,
in a bit.
I mean, what do you want to know?
Everything. I want to everything. I want to know how you end up tweeting out what you tweeted afterwards.
I basically felt like I was giving her therapy.
Is that what happened?
That was kind of how I, by the end of the hour, that's how I felt things were going.
Based on your tweet, it was basically after 50 minutes, you're like, okay, this is enough. I'm going to let you go.
I was trying to wrap it up. I'm like, okay, what are we doing here?
That was the most dramatic I've felt you be like in a long time.
Probably. Mm-hmm. That was helpful. Spending that time. But again, right now, is it obvious that I'm freaking out?
Yes.
Nick has been watching me just pace around the studio.
I like it. Let's do stand-up radio, man. I'm all about that.
Okay. Well, we'll have, more of that coming up in just a second. Hold on.
Here's more. Jason, Dick, and Friends. 101X.
Jason, Dick, and Friends in the morning. Good morning, my friends. Good to be back here with you. It's been an interesting week for your guy. You know, just waking up in the middle of the night screaming, that kind of normal garden
like
fair
you do,
type stuff. But I am now I'm starting to think, is this what broke me? Because it was Wednesday of last week, just walking around HEB, mm-hmm. making my rounds, picking some stuff up. I don't even want to tell the story now because it's going to become a thing to
you
do.
You have to
now.
Tell the story. You have to tell the story. just for my sake.
Right.
Just for
right.
my sake, please.
But yeah, I pass a dude in the grocery store, and he kind of does that look where I know that he knows who mm-hmm. you know who I am or what.
Here, pay me a picture. What
he recognizes me.
This is obviously after our show.
Yeah, this is Wednesday. I don't know, like 11 a.m. something.
What were
like
you
that.
Wearing? Were you just like in my mind? I want to be
I
just
don't
the
remember.
Most.
I mean, it
like,
was just you know
embarrassing clothes, like some stained sweatpants that
had a hole in the crotch or something.
No.
I went straight from work, so okay. it was normal, just t-shirt, shorts. But yeah, I pass this guy and I kind of give him the nod and I'm mm-hmm. like, hey, what's up?
How many people do you encounter back when you used to go out of your house into the real world that you were just like assume is like, oh yeah, they're giving me that look of I know who you are.
You know when people you know the look though, right?
No.
Oh, well,
I don't get that look.
Just you know. Sometimes I'm like, yeah, that guy recognizes me, so I should be on my best behavior right now. And so, yeah, I recognize a guy in the produce section. And then we're a couple of aisles over, and I see him again, and I can see that he wants to have a conversation. Mm-hmm. And so I'm like, all right, I'm a courteous adult person. Might be losing my mind right now, but yeah, we can talk for a second. And he just comes up to me. And he says, hey, you're Nick, right? And I said, what?
Yes!
He goes, you're Nick. And I'm like, no, my name's Jason. And he goes, but you're Nick from the Jason, Dick, and Friends show, right? And I'm like, no, I'm Jason. I'm the Jason. What do you mean? And so, yeah, now I can't decide if he was just doing a bit to me. But, yeah, some guy approached me in the grocery and thought that I was you or thought that my name was Nick. Mm-hmm. And so that was quite a moment.
Well, I'm glad that's fine, Turner, because I would always get the people would always get me and Alex confused, our old producer Alex, which I still people tell me this is the story that I should not repeat. But when Alex left, I felt like when it was both of us were on the show, because I would be in the other room sometimes. I'd come in here and I'd run uh-huh. in and just like pepper everybody with just my Nickisms.
Uh-huh.
And I feel that a lot of people couldn't tell the difference between me and Alex on The Voice, the casual listener, and so that he was getting all kinds of credit for my awesome jokes.
You thought that he was getting your joke credit?
Now, I'm not saying, look, I maybe was getting some of the Alex credit. I'm not saying, Alex is hilarious. Like, he doesn't need to get credit for my Nickisms. You know, he has his own stuff. But just, I feel like it's just a couple of my things people would attribute to Alex. But, yeah, and then a couple times I would get Jason, and this was back in your fat days, uh-huh, before you had lost all the weight. And I was trending up for sure to reach my peak fitness level right now.
Your weight was trending up.
Yeah, but my point was just like, it was always just like, hey, do I look like I'm 350 pounds? Like, does... Because tell me if I am.
I feel like,
tell me if I am.
No, but when I weighed that much, I feel like I was wearing it well. All right?
Oh, yeah,
I feel like I looked good. When I would tell people that's how much I weighed, they would be blown away.
Did you ever send me those sexy pictures of Big Jason? I remember I asked you for that one time.
They're out there. What do you mean did I send them to you? They're out there, man.
Yeah.
All right? So,
well,
apparently there's at least one dude out there who is insistent that my neck, so.
I'm sorry, buddy.
Good morning to that guy.
Here's more Jason, Dick, and Friends 101X.
Davis the Door Guy tweets at Jason Dick AF, says, glad you're back, Dick man. Mental health is no joke. Once had a panic attack, put me down for 3 straight days. No ability to think straight enough to work. It was horrible, but with therapy, I was able to equip myself to handle myself better. That's awesome, man. And yeah, that's something I'll probably continue to do.
Have panic attacks?
I don't even know, like...
Sorry, I shouldn't laugh. But...
Like, I'm not positive what a panic attack is, but yeah, what Davis is referring to there is exactly sort of how I felt.
I've occasionally had, like, because to me, a panic attack, I always hear that it, you know, people mistake them for heart attacks, and just that, you know, you get the numbness on the left side, but like, I would have it sometimes, a lot of times, where just like... Basically, you get overwhelmed and you feel like you're about to lose it.
Yeah.
Is that what's happening to you?
Yeah. That's
and then I would go
exactly how I feel right now.
Well, I would always just go, you know, chain smoke a couple of cigarettes, go take some herbal supplements.
Uh-huh.
And that usually helped out. So, yeah. But therapy. Do the therapy first. Try all that things. See if that fixes you.
Yeah.
Give you some good pills.
See, I don't do the... I probably shouldn't say, but yeah, I tried some medication out and turned me into a zombie. So mm-hmm. I don't care for that feeling.
I miss Zombie Jason. Haven't seen him in a long time.
Oh, do you?
No.
Yeah. Let's keep him out of the equation if possible. You said you went to a bar for the first time.
I did, because you and I are both. Let me
vaccinated now.
Let me say this first. Thank you, Jason, for doing all the lead work to get me vaccinated so that I could be here today to tell you about my first time going into an indoor bar.
Absolutely. First time again. This is not your first time ever.
Yeah.
But
we both got vaccinated. It officially kicked in on the 15th, which was tax day. Also my brother's birthday. Happy mm-hmm. birthday, Matt. And so I decided, I was like, hey, let's go out. And I just texted some friends. You might call them listeners. I call them friends.
Uh-huh.
And I said, let's all go and just have a nice out. We wanted to do an outdoor. We would try to go to Yard Bar,
right,
down off Burnett. You
right.
know, that's what's fun. We always do our puppy bowl and things. Mm-hmm. And they just, you know, have lots of obviously outdoor
space.
Patio stuff. But apparently it was cold again last week, which mm-hmm. I was the only one who was like, hey, maybe if it's cold during the day, it's going to be even colder at night. So I was adequately dressed.
Uh-huh.
But everybody else was like freezing. And so we were just down there. We're like, let's go find someplace that's inside. And so we went to, I think it's called the Aristocrat, which is, everybody else should know it as Poodle Dog Lounge. And if you don't know the Poodle Dog Lounge,
right,
it's over there off Burnett. It's the pink building, has a poodle dog painted on it.
Yeah.
And it used to be a long time, I'm going to say, dive bar in Austin.
Sure.
But I know it because that's where I filmed an independent movie back in college called The Poodle Dog Lounge. It was a backdoor pilot for HBO. I worked for a lawyer. His wife wrote it.
A backdoor pilot?
Well,
is that what you said?
They were trying to shoot it. I'm just saying words, but they tried to shoot it. HBO was possibly interested, but they said, go film this thing to this lady. And so we did it. I mean, they were filming it as like they could enough footage to do like a feature length movie mm-hmm. or cut it down or whatever. And it was just a disaster.
Right. Did this thing ever come out? Have you seen it?
No. It was on IMDb, I think.
Uh-huh.
I played Randy Rogers, the third string quarterback from the University of Texas.
Okay.
How have I
never heard this story?
You probably have. I don't bring it up a lot.
Oh.
My big line was that all of my class, because the whole premise was that there was some young girl that just was a waitress at this lounge. All these crazy shenanigans happen. She falls in love with the bouncer, blah, blah, blah. Is a barner whose husband drinks Jack Daniels, even though he's dead. He's a ghost.
Okay.
But so we're in this waitress's class at UT, and my big line is, coke dealers think they make the best lovers. I know. How did this not get picked up?
Uh-huh. Is that that was your only line?
I think so.
Okay.
Or at least that was my big scene. That was close-up.
Right.
But anyway, so that's where we were at the Poodle Dog Lounge. And, you know, it's fine. They had, like, the big plastic dividers around the bar. And then at the very end of it, you would go and they would put your drinks out there. I did enjoy how the bartender had to tell this group of like three girls, like, "Hey, get out of here! Stop standing in this what is essentially the server well, which is a normal bar thing,
right?"
And yeah, we just hung out and it was not crowded at all. I mean, I felt safe because I'm vaccinated, you know. And again, like we were all at a table, and when we went to get up to get drinks or whatever, masked up and everything, and yeah, it was fun.
Congratulations!
Mm-hmm.
Now I want to go out.
I may have motorboated somebody, but
Back to Jason, Dick, and Friends. 101X.
101X, Jason, Dick, and Friends. Nick has been forced to watch me pace around like a crazy person in here all day, and I've added a new wrinkle to it as well. Now I just jump.
Yeah.
And I've been doing that at my house, is that I'll just walk around and...
What are you trying to do? Like, it looks like it's almost a layup, like in basketball, or like when you're practicing a triple jump, or you're just jumping?
I have no motivation for it, only that I'm going crazy.
Yeah.
I can't sit still, and so if I get up and move around, that makes me feel a little better. And then occasionally I'll just throw a jump in there.
That is my always go-to. When somebody tells me that they're feeling weird or tired, I tell them to do some jumping jacks. And it's 100% just because I like the idea that somebody is doing jumping jacks in the moment. I'm like, oh, just do something stupid. But I think it also might work.
Did you tell me the other day to do jumping jacks?
It's always my go-to. Just do some jumping jacks.
Just throw some jumping jacks in there, man.
It's Jason, Dick, and Friends on 101X.